Showers and 65 degrees, becoming partly sunny this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Complete satellite weather coming up. Good morning, I'm Larry Webb, WOMC News, brought to you by Marty Feldman Chevrolet in Novi, where great car and truck deals are only the beginning. Hurricane forecasters now voicing serious concern about the storm they had earlier called minimal.
Has now turned a little more toward a northerly track.
Forecaster Bob Case tracking Diana at the National Hurricane Center.
One of the problems we're having is it truly actually turning or is it just another wobble?
As she moves now, Hurricane Diana is about 80 miles southeast of Charleston, South Carolina, packing winds of 110 miles per hour. Coastal residents are preparing just in case the storm heads toward land. Some have already moved to higher ground. General Motors has made another offer on improving job security for its workers. And United Auto Workers Vice President Donald Eflin says the union will probably respond later today.
The proposal is complex and quite lengthy.
Neither side would give details, but GM's chief negotiator Alfred Warren called it expensive and far-reaching and said the offer means a contract settlement can be reached before the union's midnight Friday strike deadline.
We think that it addresses the needs of our employees and the demands of the UAW.
A new GM money proposal is expected tomorrow. Exclusive WOMC satellite weather, occasional showers and thundershowers ending this afternoon, becoming partly sunny with a high around 78. Partly cloudy tonight, partly sunny tomorrow with a slight chance of showers. Low tonight, 55. High tomorrow, 76. Currently, 65 degrees. The news brought to you by Marty Feldman Chevrolet, where cars cost less in Novi. Now let's pick up more of the Tom Ryan Show.
Larry, you know that camper that you keep down in Daytona Beach?
Correct.
Yeah, they found it in Maine.
It sure gets around.
Doesn't it, though?